Ja, zdaj smo prišli do naloge, ne, mi so zadnje radi bi rešili antensko nalogo. Ne. In zdaj, če si zapišeš enkrat Maxwellove enačbe tukaj, ne, se pravi, vrtinčenje magnetnega polja je tok, kjer je v glavnem tukaj noter prevodniški tok, ne, in v harmonski obliki j omega električni pretok, vrtinčenje E-ja je manj od omega B, ne? In izvornost električnega pretoka je gostota elektrine. Kakšne veličine zdaj imam, ne? Jaz tukaj noter. So if we rewrite Maxwell equations and we look at an antenna problem, what kind of quantities do we have here? Imamo elektrine in tokove. Tu so naši izvori polja. The sources of our field are electrical charges and electrical currents. And the unknowns, se pravi neznanke, ki bi radi poiskali, so koliko je električno polje, koliko je magnetno polje. Ne? Magnetno polje, s tem, da vemo, da gostota magnetnega pretoka bo preprosto mikrat. Magnetna polska jakost in električen pretok, da ne, bo preprosto epsilon krat E, ne? Tega ne gremo računati. Se pravi, naše neznanke so, koliko so polja iz podatkov naših izvorov. Ne? So, the typical antenna question is, we know what sources we have, what charges we have, what currents we have. We want to know what the fields are. It's enough to know what the field intensities are, because the flux densities are immediately related to the field intensity. Usually we have free space, we have permittivity zero and permeability zero, so we do not have any such problems. How to solve such a problem? Neposredna rešitev Maxwellovih enačb sicer daje valovne enačbe z električno in z magnetno polsko jakost, ampak te valovne enačbe so zelo nerodne z obliko naših izvorov, kot imamo. So we could try to solve Maxwell equation, differential equation immediately, but this direct solution has a problem, because this and this usually have singularities. And it's very difficult to take derivatives when you have singularities somewhere. So we have very thin wire, we have a singular filament of current that flows on. End of this wire is a point charge, that's again a singularity. Imamo razne singularnosti, recimo tanko žico, izredna gostota toka, zelo veliko odvod, konček žice, točka sta elektrina na koncu. Ne? Tu so same težave igramo. Zaradi tega iščemo drugačno pot. No, in postopek reševanja je postopek reševanja z eno umestno spremenljivko. In ta umestna spremenljivka je, rečemo, potencijal. So, the way to solve this system of equation is to use intermediate variables. And these intermediate variables are called potentials. And what we have? We have to solve for the electrical field intensity and magnetical field intensity. We have two potentials. We have a scalar potential V and a vector potential A. The scalar potential V, maybe you know him it from electrostatics. So it's minus gradient V. Gradient is a directional derivative. Let me write it here. So, se pravi, gradient je smerni odvod, mu rečemo. Ne? Se pravi, gradient je nek vektor od te funkcije, vektorska funkcija, diferencijalna operacija. Če ga pomožim za normalo, dobim odvod te funkcije v smeri normale. Ne? So, gradient is also called directed derivative. If we multiply this vector with the desired direction, we get the derivative of that function in that direction. Skalarni potencijali imamo v elektrostatiki in to je običajen zapis iz elektrostatike. So scalar potential we know from statics. But in electrodynamics we also need a vector potential. A vector potential that fits in here. Curl of the vector potential. And here it fits here, written in with harmonic quantity. Se pravi, v harmonskih veličinah, če pišemo, imamo vektorski potencijal nastopa tako pri električnem polju in tako pri skalarnem polju. Če uredimo enačbe, Maxwellove enačbe, in uporabimo Lorentzovo izbiro, ker v resnici definicija vektorskega potencijala samo pri magnetnem polju, samo njegovo vrtinčenje je definirano. Izvorno so še poljubna, Lorentzova izbira določa še izvornost vektorskega potencijala, si lahko poenostavimo valovne enačbe. In valovne enačbe, ki iz tega sledijo, so naslednje. Da za skalaren potencijal imamo skalarno valovno enačbo. In za vektorski potencijal imam vektorsko valovno enačbo. With using the Lorentz gauge, we can decouple the equations for the scalar potential and the vector potential. We get two wave equations. This delta here is considered the Laplacian operator. That's typical of all wave equations. Verjetno ste vajeni tega tudi vseh valovnih enačbah nastopa Laplace. If we use the Lorentz gauge, če uporabimo Lorentzovo izbiro, se enačbe čist razklopijo. Elektrine poganjajo samo skalarni potencial, tokovi poganjajo samo vektorski potencial, kar je nekje smiselno. Skalarni potencial, skalarna veličina poganja skalarno veličino, vektorska veličina poganja vektorsko veličino. With the Lorentz gauge, the equations can be decoupled, so a scalar quantity, the charge density, only produces the scalar potential, that's a scalar quantity. The current density, J, that's a vector, only generates the vector potential, A. And with Lorentz gauge, we can decouple the equation. This is the simplest form we can do things. Not just that we can write both wave equations in a simple form. These two wave equations have a closed form solution that's quite simple to calculate, and also is very useful to calculate because it does not include derivations. It only includes integrals. Zakaj je rešitev teh dveh valovnih enačb ugodna? Zato, ker v rešitvi dobimo posebno rešitev z skalarni, posebej z vektorski potencijal. In obstaja preprosta rešitev za tredje valovne enačbe. In v tej rešitvi nastopijo noter samo integrali. Ne nastopijo noter odvodi. Ne? Odvodi so problem, če imamo singularnost. Integral pa singularnost je lahko zelo lepo poje. Recimo tanko žičko integral lahko prebavi. Ne? In z tega dobimo enačbe z zakasnjene potencijale. Po angliško retarded potential. Did you learn about retarded potential in Spain? That's bad. That's bad news for me. So with the retarded potential we can compute the potential at point R as 1 n as 4 pi epsilon. I could write here epsilon 0. Bilo bi pisao epsilon, če pišem epsilon, da ne martram table. Integral po vseh izvorih, po, this is the volume of the sources, charge density as a function of its coordinates with prime, I intend coordinate of the source. Without prime, I intend coordinate where I measure the potential. So this r minus r prime, this is actually the distance. The absolute value is the distance. It's no longer a vector, it's a distance. We have the distance in the denominator. This means that it linearly decays with distance. And we have the delay up here. The delay k is actually the k, standard k from the wave equation. So omega squared in epsilon, this is k squared, the wave number. We have the wave number up here. Written in harmonic form, there are also forms of the retarded potential in the time domain, but that's too complicated for us. dv prime. And a very simple, similar expression for the vector potential. Right. Here we have the current density of the prime coordinates. Minus jk. Same expression as above. R minus r prime. So what is our problem if I write the problem here? In a coordinate system. Here I have a certain volume v prime. The coordinates here are r prime. I integrate over this volume. Here I may have charges, rho of r prime, and I may have currents here, j of r prime. And I am observing my vector, my scalar and vector potentials, v and a, at a point that has coordinates r. So I'm observing the potentials here, and I have the sources of the field here. This is the background, what I'm talking about. So potentials are particularly useful, in this one's my coordinate system. Potenciali so posebno uporabni, če gremo reševati antenske naloge. Ne? Vemo, kje so tokovi, vemo, kje so elektrine, izračunamo potencijale preko integralov in te integrali so zelo pohlevne zadeve, lahko imamo tukaj notri singularnost in te singularnosti integrali prebavijo. In ker imamo enkrat potencijale, dobro, še kakšno odvajanje nas čaka tukaj, da čujemo od električne magnete pasne jakosti. Ne? So our way to solve antenna problems is we know where the sources are at the coordinates r prime. They are producing potentials here at the coordinates r. Once we have the potentials, the functions here are able to digest even singularities here. We may have point charges, we may have line currents, and that's no problem for integrals. For derivatives, it's a problem. Once we have potentials, we can compute the fields out of the potentials. This is the way to solve antenna problems. We do this, detailed derivation of all these equations at the electrodynamic course in the third year here. To naredimo per elektrodinamike v tretjem letniku. Vi dva, z fizike, poznate kaj potencijali? So domači vektor in skalarni vektorski potencijal. Zdaj, domači to. And much more oznake so različne. With the vector potential, some people use different notations for the vector potential. They omit this vector or have another vector in front of it. There's also, they write different vectors for the vector potential. So this may look different and this may look slightly different, but the principle is always the same. Zakasnjeni potenciali, retarded potential, this is the way to go for computing. Zdaj, tisto, kar bomo poskušali rešiti da najbolj preprost antenski problem. Damo v koordinatno izhodišče en kušček žičke in po tisti žički teče tok. In da vidimo, kaj se bo zgodilo. So, we are trying now to, with the knowledge we have from electrodynamics, but this is previous knowledge, you should come with this knowledge. Can we are trying to use this knowledge to solve the simplest possible antenna problem. We put a thin piece of wire in the coordinate origin of our coordinate system, and we are trying to compute the kind of field this thing generates. Gremo pogledati. Se pravi, kaj se zgodi tukaj. координати на систем, за какие координати вам уговорили, тут всі одналоги, не? Я срішен змірим найперед картезичні координати, I always draw first Cartesian coordinates so that we know what we're talking about. І тут у ісходище вам поставили здежичко. Жіця тут, тут, in the coordinate origin we put a piece of wire. По катері тече ток? E that carries a current, right? Of course, alternate current. And this wire has a length L. Жичка е довжина L, не? Точно у средини поставлена. In kar bi mi radi izračunali zdaj? Radi bi izračunali, tukaj na radi vektor R, bi radi izračunali magnetno in električno polje. Jasno, imamo prazen prostor. So we have free space, very simple from the kind of matter, very simple kind of matter. We have this piece of wire in the coordinate system, and we are trying to get the magnetic and electric field at a certain position in space, certain position R, arbitrary position R. To see what's going on. Naredili bomo kakšno poenostavitev. We are going to make some simplifications here too. Not to having to deal with complex integrals, but simplifications that make sense actually. Prva taka poenostavitev, ki je zelo smiselna, je tale dolžina L, naj bo dosti manjša od razdalje, kjer opazujemo dogajanje. Zakaj je to smiselno? Zato, ker naša naprava, naš oddajnik je dosti manjši od razdalje. Če je ta oddajnik večji od razdalje, smo lahko tudi napeljali žico. Ne bi treba oddajati radijskih valov. So, why should be the wire much shorter than the distance we are observing? Because if the wire was the same size as the distance, it was much simpler to put the wire rather than build an antenna. Does not make sense to make an antenna that's as large as the range we want to achieve with this kind of communication. So we put the wire much shorter, and this is the first simplification. Prva poenostavitev. Druga poenostavitev, da se nam poenostavi integral je pa ta, da vzamemo, da je žica dosti krajša od valovne dolžine. Valovna dolžina je tudi 2pi z valovnim številom. The next thing we assume today, this is not a very clever assumption, the second one, is that the wire is much shorter than the wavelength. We can get the wavelength out of the wave number. The wave number is defined here. K is the wave number here. So K is omega square root mu epsilon. Of course, mu zero, epsilon zero. So, wire much shorter than wavelength, but this is just to simplify our calculations on the board. And we try to compute now the magnetic field first, because the magnetic field is simpler. We only need the vector potential for the magnetic field. Bomo poskušali najprej magnetno polje poiskati, zato ker za magnetno polje imamo preprostejši izraz, ne rabimo skalarnega potencijala, ne? Je dovolj, da vektorski zračunamo. Tako da zračunamo zdaj vektorski potencijal, ne? Vektorski potencijal tukaj gor bo, kar sem pokazal vektorski potencijal, bo mi z 4pi, napisujem enačbo tukaj, ne? This integral, ta integral tukaj, moramo integrirati po volumnu. Volumen je žica. Our volume is the, actually the wire, this radiating wire. If we integrate across the cross section of the wire, we get just the current. If I integrate along the length of the wire, se pravi, če integriram po preseku žice, dobim tok I, če integriram po dolžini žice, dobim dolžino žice L tukaj, ne? L. Ja, ta tok je imel še smer, ne? Tale tok J ima smer 1Z. 1Z was the direction of this current. In naše pojednostavitve, če jih ustavimo noter, so if we take these simplifications into our calculation, we can remove r prime from the denominator, because it is much smaller, the wire is very short compared to the distance. And we can remove r prime from the numerator when l is much smaller, the wire is much smaller, much shorter than the wavelength. Se pravi, iz imenovalca lahko potegnem črtamo ven r črtica, ga lahko zanemarimo, če je žica dosti krajša od razdalje. Iz števca lahko r črtica zanemarim, če je dolžina žice dosti krajša od valovne dolžine, ker tu je faza. Ta faza ne bo kaj dosti opletal, ta kazalček faze, ne bo kaj dosti opletal, ga lahko tam ven. Tako da lahko zapišem tukaj, zdaj, da je tukaj kar preprosto, n manj j k r z r, kjer r pišem, da je velikost vektorja. So to simplify things, I write r without the vector sign, just the length of the vector r. With our simplifications, we are allowed to do this thing. This is for the denominator simplification, this is for the numerator of the function. And of course, the integral se sprevede tukaj na prevodno množenje. We have just a multiplication in place of a complex integral. Zdaj, tu je vse uredim prav, kar smo dobili, ampak ta zadevščina ni v krogelnih koordinatah. Mi moramo do krogelnih koordinat še prideti tukaj, ne? Predvsem smernik ena z ni v krogelnih koordinatah. No, vidite, vektorski potencijal ima zmerno smer toka. So what is now wrong here? We will have to, if it's a radiation problem, we will have to use spherical coordinates. But the unit vector 1z is a unit vector from Cartesian coordinates. The vector potential always has the same direction as the current that's generated, that is the same direction. So the current was in this direction 1z, also the vector potential is in direction 1z. The relationship between 1z and spherical unit vectors 1r and 1 theta is that 1z, here we have the cosine theta minus sine theta. So we can write our result, this is 1r and r cosinus theta minus n theta. Teta. In tukaj imamo cel izraz. Mi, pi, l za 4 pi. In tukaj imamo so this is the result for the vector potential for this simplified case. To je naš vektorski potencijal za to poenostavitev, ki smo se tukaj pogovarjali. Ne? Do vektorskega potencijala smo tukaj razmeroma enostavno prišli. The vector potential was simple to obtain because it is a quantity related to antennas. So antennas can be solved quite pretty, quite conveniently with the vector potential. Now, the magnetic field intensity. Magnetno polsko jakost bo treba zdaj zračunati. Ne? In tukaj nas čaka zdaj vrtinčenje. To get the magnetic field intensity, we will have to compute the current. And the current, that's a difficult stuff. Se pravi, magnetna polska jakost je ena z mi, vrtinčenje vektorskega potencijala. One over mi, curl of A. Jasno, z vrtinčenjem imamo Lameyjeve koeficiente, r kvadrat sinus teta tukaj spodaj, da je coefficients in front of the determinant. Ta mi namenoma zanemarim, ker ga bom tukaj pokrajšal. This mi will be cancels out with this one here, so I'm not even writing here, just to save board space, because I have little space. In imam determinanto, ena r, r kvadrat sinus teta,
od vod po R, od vod po TP, od vod po Phi, we have lambda coefficients in the first row and unit vectors. In the second row we have derivatives. In the third row we rewrite this thing without me, because me cancels out here. We rewrite me, so R componenta I kret L dhe shtiri pine, N majnjot kar R, in ne smem pozabit në ta kozinus teta. So R component without me, this and the cosine here. The theta component, theta componenta, minus predznak, potem imam I kret L z P, N manj od kar R, sinus teta, in phi komponente nimamo, vektorski potencijal, the vector potential has no phi component. Now I have to write the two components, obe komponente samo prepisati posebej od determinanta, determinanta ni najlepša poravnana zdaj, kar sem napisal. Ne? Dajmo pogledati zdaj, katere komponente dobimo iz determinante. Ena R komponento odvajamo po teti, nič, po fiju odvajamo nekaj, kar ni odvisno od fija. So, component 1R, we are deriving against theta, something that's zero, and we derived against phi, something that's not a function of phi. So, R component is zero. Theta komponenta odvajamo po fiju nekaj, kar ni funkcija fija, in odvajamo po R nekaj, kar nič. Theta component we are deriving against phi something that's not a function of phi, so this derivative is zero, and we are deriving against r something that's zero, so it's also zero. Edina komponenta ki nam ostane, the only left component is, je ta tukaj, ena phi, ne? Ena phi imamo pa ta odvod in ta odvod in oba odvoda tukaj sta od nič različna med sabo, ne? Tako da ostane nam samo ena phi komponenta. Phi komponenta, we are only left with the one phi component. Ta R sinus teta se že s tem pokrajša, mi ostane ena stran. Zdaj pa pišem tukaj noter rezultate odvajanja. Še nekaj sem pozabil. I forgot something. In the third row, I forgot here minus, but minus R, the Lamé coefficient. And this zero is also multiplied by Lamé coefficient. R sin theta. So this is the same, but this R here is not the same. Tale R se pokrajša, this R cancels out. The only derivative we have here, edini odvod, ki imamo tukaj N manj od KR. E to the minus JKR derived against R is minus JK. Minus JK, minus JK, pa še ta minus da plus, se pravi JK. I kret L za 4B ena manj jotka R sinus teta, ne? To je rezultat tega, da so rezultat of this derivation. Determinanta ta vemo pa predznak minus, se pravi da minus znak tukaj, ne, minus iz determinante pride, okay, ta minus ta. So the determinant, this product will have a sign minus because of the determinant. Yeah, samo. We derive against theta, we derive odvajamo po teti. And theta, the derivation of cosinus theta is minus sinus theta. Minus sinus theta and minus of the determinant is plus sin. So minus of the determinant and minus of the odvajanja da plus. Imam I krat L za 4P. Ne, imam tukaj N manj od R z R, ne? Sinus teta, konsko prepara. Zdaj, če te stvari so uredimo, so if we try to arrange this thing to understand what's going on here.
Tukaj je razpodje.
Tukaj je razpodje. Tukaj ta se je krajšo z lamevim koeficientem, ta pa nima lamevega koeficienta. Ta ga nima, zaradi tega ta ostane. Odvajali smo pa po teta. Tukaj smo podvajali pa po R-ju, pa je samo ena jotka R nam je ostalo, ne? Jasno?
Ok.
smo prišli. Pa ta ena zrej od spredje, tega ne smemo postaviti. So, no problem for the direction of magnetic field, is one thing. Oba mesaističen, both have the same I times L over 4 pi. This is common to both. We already cancelled mu here. Oba dva imasta ena manj od kr. E to the minus jkr is common to both. But we have something different for the two prvi ima jk z r, the first one gives jk over r, but the second one gives 1 over r squared. And both have sin theta. Oba dva imata sin theta, ne? Tu dobi prvi člen, tu dobi drugi člen, ne? In to je zdaj naša magnetna poljska javnost, čist natančno izpeljana z rešitvijo Maxwellovega. Kaj smo dobili zdaj tukaj? Razlago rezultata mora zdaj dati tukaj, ne? Kaj je razlaga? Razlaga rezultata je ta. Ta člen tukaj poznamo iz osnove elektrotehnike pod imen Biot-Savarov zakon. This member here is the Biot-Savart law we know from principles of electrotechnics. But the Biot-Savart law is wrong. It's wrong because we have something else. We have this member here. This is tresevanje po angleško radiation. Biot and Savart, when they did their experiments 200 years ago, they didn't know anything about radiation. They forgot the member that describes the radiation. And we are mostly going to talk about radiation, ker mi smo v glavnem pogovarjali o sevanju. Žal nisem bila samo Biot and Savart pred 200 leti, ker sta zapisala svoj zakon, nisem nič vedela o sevanju. Ni vedu še ta člen tukaj je preprosto zakasnitev. This is just a delay. Delay written as a phase angle change. Delay has a negative phase angle. This is the reason for the minus angle. Zakasnitev ima minus predznak, minus fazni kot, ker od tukaj, od izvora, da se razširi pojav sem, ne? Od izvora, da prepotuje pojav sem, dobimo neko zakasnitev. Ne? To je tista relativistična zakasnitev, ki jo imamo noter. Ne? Zdaj, kakšne so velikosti teh členov? Before talking about antennas, we have to see what are the orders of magnitude of these members. And naredimo poskus v laboratoriju, we make an experiment in our laboratory. At a distance, r is 1 meter. And we write both members to see how influent they are. So the member jk over r, the member 1 over r squared. Oba člena si pogledamo na razdalje 1 metra pri različnih frekvencah. Pogledamo prva frekvenca 50 Hz, first frequency, the mains frequency 50 Hz, second frequency, let's look at the 900 MHz, and third frequency, tretja frekvenca, svetloba 600 THz, to je valovna dolžina, nič celih 5 mikrometra, green light, half a micrometer, this is something terahertz. Let's look at the size of this. Poglejmo si velikostni razred. No, ta je vedno enak ena, ne? Ker če imam en meter, ta je en meter na minus dva. Ne? Meter na minus dva,
This is always at 1 meter distance, this is always the same. Ampak pri 50 Hz, kaj je tu jod K?
Kaj je K? K je omega krat korijen iz mi epsilon. Mi zero, epsilon zero. Or we can write this as omega over the speed of light. Because speed of light is 1 over square root of mi zero, epsilon zero.
Lahko svetlobno hitrovator, če zapišemo, če je manj računane. Ne? To je 2 pi krat frekvenca deljeno z svetlobno hitrostjo. 50 Hz, 500 Hz, 50 Hz is about omega 300. 3 krat 10 na drugo deljeno z 3 krat 10 na 8. To je približno 10 na minus 600. Radijanov na meter, ne? Tu so radijani na meter, ne? Se pravi, ta člen tukaj, this member here is of the order of J's unit, it's just facing. 10 na minus 600, metri na minus 2. Za omrežno frekvenco je ta člen 10 na 600 krat manjši, na enemu metru razdalje, od biosavara. Bija in Savar tega nista mogla videti. Nista imela inštrumenta, ki bi imel 6 decimalk. Pa še v kvadraturi je ta stvar. Bija in Savar didn't have an instrument to measure something that was to the power 10 to the minus 6 smaller than what we did. But there are different examples. Imamo druge primere, ki tu ni tako, bomo takoj videli. Kakšen je drugi primer? 900 MHz. To je 9 krat 10 na 8 deljeno do 3 krat 10 na 8, je tukaj 3, pa še krat 2 pi 18, skoraj 19. 19 metri na minus 2. Pri mobilnem telefonu, če vzamemo en mobilni telefon, ta člen je že večji od tega. For a mobile phone, at a distance of 1 meter, the radiation is 19 times stronger than the static biosavar field. It's quite different than from the main frequency. Če pogledamo svetlobo, 600 terahertz, tu je 6 krat 10 na 14, 6 krat 10 na 14, imam 10 na 2 krat 10 na 6, imam 1,3 krat 10 na 7 meter na minus 2. Pri svetlobnih frekvencah, na enem metru razdalje, sploh biosavara ga ne vidimo več. Ga ni več. Pri visokih frekvencah, pri svetlobi, imamo smo še sebe. At high frequencies, for instance, visible light, half a micron wavelength is visible light, green light. Green light, at 1 meter distance, we can no longer see the biosavar load. We can only see radiation. And this is the whole story behind radiation. To je cela zgodba. Zdaj, da sevanja ljudje v začetku niso videli, ker so delali poskuse pri nizkih frekvencah, in na laboratoriju tega če ne videli, niso zelo. Tukaj je biosavar v zakon, ne? Ki ne drži. Ne? Biosavar ne zakon nekaj, kar ne drži. Ne? Tam, kjer se mi pogovarjamo o telefonu, o telekomunikacijah, sta stvari približno enako veliki. Tukaj je potreba znati vse, ne? Celotne zelo treba poznati. Na drugi strani so optiki, optiki za biosavaro slišali, niso pa bribani, što se njih skoraj ne tiče. So here we have three different people. We have here power engineers that only know the biosavar law because this thing is too small and we know also that power engineers are very stupid. Then we have radio engineers like myself, and we radio engineers, we should know about both terms, because both terms are important for us, to make a radio. And then there are optical people, and people in optics know nothing about biosavar, because radiation is much stronger than biosavar, in all the experiments they can do. So we have different people, thinking in a different way, just because the orders of magnitude, само за тега как са великости, разгледа как че не е толкова различни. Кай здай лохо нардимо из тега на трече место, спелка от 20 минутах ще поведете. What can we conclude about this? We can see how to make an efficient or an inefficient device. Lahko vidimo, kako lahko naredimo učinkovito napravo ali pa neučinkovito napravo. Ne? No, in zdaj prva stvar, kar bi bilo treba narediti, bi bilo treba zračunati še to drugo polje, še električno polje. Ne? So the first thing we would like to do is we also need not just the magnetic field, we also need the electric field. But the electric field also has the scalar potential. Električno polje ima tudi skalarni potencial in tega vraga. Če tukaj tok nekam priteka, se bo tukaj nabrala plus elektrina, če tok od nekam odteka, se tukaj nabere minus elektrina. So, at the end of the wire, looking physically correct way, if the current flows something, somewhere, we will have an excess of charge over there. If the current flows out of something, here the current, the charge there will be depleted, or we will get negative charge. Se pravi, mi moramo upoštevati zdaj tukaj kontinuiteto. Če tok od nekje odteka, tam elektrina zmanjka, oziroma postane negativna. Če tok nekam priteka, nekam se nabira, tam elektrina nastane pozitivna. Imamo tudi elektrine in te elektrine, obe dve te elektrini proizvaja sti skalarni potencial. These charges generate the scalar potential that also takes part in the electric. Today we do the complete derivation in the electrodynamic course, v elektrodinamiki tu spijeljamo o podrobnosti, kako to gre. Lahko si pogledate v knjigi elektrodinamike, a imate nešteto, kako je to speljano, če vas zanima. We do it, the electrodynamics course, we do a complete derivation, we do not have time to do anything here, right now. But what we can see, this is actually an electrical dipole. Kar vidimo je tu en električen dipol, dveh točkastih elektrin. In polje električnega dipolja upada z tretjo potenco razdalje. Se pravi, se nam ni treba bar, na velikih razdaljah v sevanju bo nepomembno. Se pravi, prispevek teh dveh elektrin pri sevanju postane nepomemben. What we can see, these two point charges form an electrical dipole at large distances. The field of an electrical dipole decays with the third power of distance, and it's unimportant with radiation. Obstaja pa tudi eksakta pot brez skalarnega potencijala, če uporabimo Maxwellove enačbe. Ne? In sicer, Maxwellove enačbo jaz smem uporabiti tukaj. Tukaj gor ni tako. Tukaj gor so tako. I can use Maxwell's equations here, and here I have no currents. I only have currents here. Here the current is different from zero, but here the current is equal to zero. So I can use the Maxwell equation over there, and I rewrite the first equation. If J is zero, I can simply write this. I have the magnetic field, I can compute the current, imam magnetno polje, razrešenom rotor, razrešenom vrtinčenje in dobim električno poljsko jakost. Ne, se pravi, lahko zapišem, zdaj je električno poljska jakost, je ena omega epsilon, ne, vrtinčenje, ne. Lahko dobim exacten rezultat, čisto točen rezultat, I can get the exact solution using the Maxwell equation, because I know that here the current is zero. And I use the first Maxwell equation, the Ampere law, I use it over there. Bomo zapisali to stvar, se pravi, tukaj je ena z epsilon, vrtinčenje je Lameevi koeficienti, sinus teta,
derivatives, odvodi se v drugi vrstici. Zero, r times zero. Ampak tukaj imamo pa zdaj r pomnožen za celo to klobaso tukaj. Ne?
Fi komponenta je
x at l za 4 pi, potem imam 1 minus r, I'm just copying. Lame coefficient is r times sin, sin theta.
R kvadrat theta.
Zdaj imamo pred nas, nami nas čaka neko komplicirano odvajanje. Ne? Električno polje bo imelo R komponento, ker tu se odvaja po teti, teta tukaj, teta tukaj. Električno polje bo imelo teta komponento, zato ker tu se odvaja po R. Ne? We are facing a complex derivation here. Actually, this derivation is going to provide us with two components. One has three terms, the other has two terms, if we compute this. But if we are only interested at very large distances, here, not really here, but if I'm only interested at distances that are much larger than lambda, then I'm going only to look for the largest of all terms. Če gledam na velikih razdaljah, zanima me samo največji od odvodov, tisti mi bo dal sebe. In kateri je tisti največji odvod? Ta se z razdaljo sicer spreminja, ampak malo. Ta se z razdaljo spreminja, ampak malo. Ta se z razdaljo spreminja, ampak malo. Ta se s položajem spreminja, ampak malo. Pač pa ta tukaj je hud. Faza ima zelo veliko odvod. Faza, zato ker faza je pomembna, absolutna sprememba era, ne relativna. Tukaj imamo relativno spremembo era, ki je majhna. Relativna sprememba era je majhna, relativna sprememba era je majhna, relativna sprememba teta je majhna, ampak absolutna sprememba era, ki je pomnožena s fazo, je pa velika. So, at large distances, we see that derivation of this r here, this one here, this r, this sine theta, these derivations are very small. But the derivation that's actually very large is this one here. Because phase does not depend on the distance. We have a very large distance, but the phase is still dependent on the absolute change of r, not on the relative change. If we have small relative changes of r, then we can neglect these terms here. But this one here is only is important. So, at large distances, pri velikih razdaljah, lahko zapišem, da je e približno, ne? Dobro, prepišem člene od spredi, r kvadrat sinus teta. I'm only going to look for the largest, gledam samo največji člen. Največji člen bo odvod po r-u od tega tukaj, se pravi, teta komponenta, r krat ena teta, je ta teta komponenta, in sicer plus odvod je ta, minus iz determinante je ta, minus iz determinante pa še minus j od k, kar je odvod, je plus j od k. Krat j od k tukaj, pa prepišem vse, kar imam. R krat sinus teta, krat i krat l za 4pi, 1 manj j od k r, j od k za r, plus tega zanemarim, ker taj tak majken, aj nekaj, this one, this one is small, sinus teta. Za napisati največji člen tukaj, ne? In lahko pogledam zdaj, kaj mi vse ostalo tukaj, ne? Kaj mi vse ostalo? Approximate, because we are only looking at the largest term, not the smaller terms. J se pokrajša, ne? Dobro. R sinus teta, r krat sinus teta, r kvadrat sinus teta, to tu se pokrajša, ne? Mislim, tu, dajmo, riso, kaj se pokrajša. Ta se pokrajša s tem, se pokrajša s tem, ne? Potem imam j in j se pokrajša, ne? Mi ostane ena teta. Mi ostane ena
Vedete? In mi ostane in teta, mi ostane i krat l da 4p, mi ostane k kvadrat za omega epsilon, ne? K kvadrat za omega epsilon, mi ostane n j, ne? N j mi ostane, ta se ni pokrajšal, mi ostane n manj od kar r, mi ostane sinus teta, ne? To je bilo samo sevanje, ne? Only radiation. Zakaj smo šli to računati? Zato, da bomo dobili pretok moči. Na kakšen način dobimo pretok moči? Gostoto pretoka moči, so the power density of the radiation, is the pointing vector. For harmonic quantities is 1/2, because we put amplitudes here. E times H conjugated. Did you learn about the pointing vector in Spain? So we try to get out the pointing vector now. Dajmo dobiti pointing vector. Te prva star smjer, ena teta, vektorsko ena fi, je ena r. Vector cross product of one theta, cross product one phi is one r. So radiation goes out of our device. Takes power out of our device. I'm just copying IL 5. Epsilon. Potem imam n manj od kr, prepisujem za r, ne? Sinus teta, this is the electrical field, and the magnetic field, I'm going to take it without biosavar, brez biosavara za magnetno polje, ampak zdaj, I have to be careful rewriting the magnetic field, because it's complex conjugated. So it's I conjugated, the current may be a phasor, so I have to conjugate it. This length of wire is not conjugated. 4 pi. 1/2, I forgot. Sem pozabil, eno polovico sem pozabil upisati tukaj. Potem imam. Samo prvi člen pišem. Imam e na plus jotka r. Here the sign changes because I have complex conjugated, so the sign of j has to change. And I have minus j k, konjugirano kompleksno, ne? Minus, ne? Z r, ne? In zdaj sem prepisal, pa še sinus teta. Zdaj lahko pogledam, I can see what I can cancel out, what cancels out. So this j and minus j cancels out. Okay. And in tista tukaj ena manj od kr, ena plus od kr, te dva se tudi pokrajša sem med sabo. Ne? Tako da dobim celoten 7 pointing vektor, ne? I iz zvezdica, ne? L kvadrat, od spode imam 2 krat 4 krat 4 je 32, 32 pi square. Ne? In imam kaj še? Imam še prostorsko odvisnost, sinus na kvadrat teta, deljeno z r kvadrat. Ne? Upam sem, ja, še kaj, pozabil sem še kaj prepisati. Imam enega tukaj, enega tukaj, omega epsilon. Ne? No, ampak, dajmo si pogledati, kaj je k z omega epsilon. K z omega epsilon, tu je k je omega krat korijen iz mi epsilon, deljeno z omega epsilon, tu je korijen iz mi epsilon. Ne? Tu je pa valovna impedanca praznega prostora. So, just to see what this is k divided by omega epsilon, if I write with the wave number is, if I divide, I get the wave impedance of the free space.
So, what we have here is, kar imam še tukaj, mi ostane še k kvadrat, k kvadrat, zenič, ne? Zenič, wave impedance of free space is about 377 ohm. You know this?
In zdaj lahko mi pogledamo, to je naša naprava. Ja, bomo šli par minut čez, ampak taka je polomljena angleščina. Sorry for the being late, because it's already 11 hours. I'm getting late. Ta moja naprava, this wire, actually requires a generator here. And now I'm going to enclose this thing in a surface, A. And I'm going to try to get the whole radiated power as an integral over this closed surface, A. Poi continuiamo con questo tempo, S, the Anna. No, integral po' Krogli. Integrating over this sphere, I will get the whole power that's being radiated by this thing. Okay. This element of surface on this sphere has the direction 1. R, outside, pointing outside. R squared sine theta. So, I can rewrite now integral. We have to integrate over theta from 0 to pi. Po theta od nič do pi, po phi over phi from 0 to 2 pi. Pointing vector, pointing vector. This can we also rewrite, this is actually a real number, and this is the absolute value of I squared. If I multiply a complex number with the conjugate value of this same number, I get the magnitude squared. Dobim kvadrat velikosti, 32 pi kvadrat, sinus kvadrat teta, deljeno spode z r kvadrat, k kvadrat za nič. Prepisati, rewriting this thing here, scalar product, dot product with element of surface, r squared, sinus theta, the theta, the phi. Kakšno stvar lahko pokrajšim? Some things do cancel out here, like this r squared. Razdalja postane nepomembna, ker je velika, ne? Se pokrajša točno. Eno r skalarno, eno r, one r dot product, one r is one. Ostane mi, kaj mi ostane tukaj? Ostane mi i kvadrat, l kvadrat, 32 pi kvadrat, ostane mi k kvadrat, nič. In, so these are the constants I write in front of the integral. But then I have an empty integral from 0 to 2 pi along the longitude, this is simply 2 pi. And I have yet another integral from 0 to pi sine to the third, sine theta to the third power, d theta. How much is this one? This one, if we are going to compute it, I don't have the time right now, is 4 thirds. So we have times 4 thirds times 2 pi. What is left over? Kaj nam ostane tukaj? Ostane nam 4, 32 ostane, spodi ostane 8. 8 pi kvadrat, pa 2 pi ostane 4 pi. 4 pi krat 3 je 12 pi, ne? 12 pi ostane spodi.
kvadrat, L kvadrat, K kvadrat, se nič.
So we got the total radiated power. Dobili smo celotno sjeverno moč. Ampak ta celotna sjeverna moč od kje lahko izhaja? Jaz imam tukaj zagotovo, te žice imajo eno induktivnost. Da? Imam neko kapacitivnost med konci žice. Tisti dodatni pojav, ki se mi zgodi tukaj, zdaj je, kaj ta moj generator vidi, what does the generator see? Well, he sees the inductivity of the wires. He sees the capacitance against the end of the wires. But inductors and capacitors are only reactive components. Tuljave in kondenzatorji so jalovi. Ne morajo požreti nič moči. Moč, delo, ko imam to delovno moč, this is actually real power. Okay? In order to get real power, I need some resistance. And this resistance here is usually called radiation resistance. This has no explanation in low frequency electrotechnics. There is no explanation for it. Zato je upornost sevanja nima nobene razlage pri nizkih frekvencah. Ta se pojavi samo zaradi sevanja in jo lahko gremo zračunati, kolikšna je. So we can try to compute this radiation resistance. Vemo samo tudi, da moč, ki jo izsevamo, je zdaj ena polovica tok na kvadrat, absolutni vrednosti, ena polovica, zato ker imamo because of the harmonic, harmonic quantities and amplitudes, we have to put one cap, and the radiation resistance. So, the radiation resistance, here we compare the two results, the radiation resistance is simply this. No? Without I, this cancels out. 6,5 we have in the denominator. 6 pi imamo imenovalce, imam dolžina žice na kvadrat, imam k kvadrat, imam z nič. Here is the težava, where is the problem? Now we know that there is a radiation resistance, but this radiation resistance is typically extremely small. Običajno je ta stvar, če smo stvari na umem naredili, je ta stvar zelo, zelo majhna. Še 5 minut, da pa se norišnice pole razpustim. 5 minutes, I know I'm late. If we go, če se premaknemo 120 let nazaj, ne?
Okoli leta 1900, ne? Je Nikola Tesla delal svoj poskuse.
Nikola Tesla was a known scientist. He made many experiments with high voltages, high frequencies. And he was the first to reproduce this thing in a useful way. But he did it wrong. His device,
njegova naprava antena je bila približno 30 metrov visoka in je delovala pri frekvenci 30 kHz.
So what Nikola Tesla could do 100 years ago? 30 kHz frequency and 30 meter tall this device, this L here. Če ustavimo zdaj številke tam noter, ne? No in številke še nekaj treba povedati.
Dajmo tega začnemo z valovno dolžino, ki je C0 za frekvenco, je 10 km. Let's try to compute the wavelength. And the wave number is 2 pi over the wavelength.
Se pravi, če se valno upornost zapišemo zdaj, if we try to express the radiation resistance with the wavelength, not with the wave number. Nič, od spodi imam 6 pi, ne? Ampak tukaj imam k kvadrat je pa lambda 2 pi na kvadrat. Ne? I put in k, ustavim za k, ustavim z valovno dolžino ga izrazim. Zakaj sem to napravil? Zato da bi tukaj 4 iz 6 je dve tretjini, zdaj nič, ne? Ampak potem imam tukaj dolžina žice z valovno dolžino na kvadrat. Kar dobim v sevalni upornosti, kot je getting the radiation resistance, is this ratio between L and wavelength. Well, smo rekli z našo napravo, dolžina žice je bila dosti manjša od lambda. Se to drži. We have a wavelength, lambda je 10 km, žica je 30 metrov. Ok, what we said at the beginning, that L has to be much shorter than lambda, this is satisfied. 30 meters is much less than 10 kilometers, so this equation is valid. But how large is it? Pi sem tukaj pozabil, 2pi. Pi sem, pi, pi squared, pi, I forgot one pi. 2 pi, 377, divided by 3, ohm. Ohms, we have new measure ohms. In tukaj imamo 30 metrov deljeno z 10 na četrto metrov. 10 kilometrov je 10 to the power 4 of meters. Square. Kar imamo na začetku? To je približno 120 pi 377. Se pravi, rata 80 pi 800 ohmov, približno 800 ohmov. About 800 ohms is the... Ampak tukaj imamo zdaj 3 z 10 na tretjo na kvadrat. Tu rata 10 na šesto so mikroohmi, 10 na minus šesto. 9 krat 800 je 7200, je, če zračunem, tu 7,2 miliohm. Ta sevalna upornost Teslovega transformatorja je tako majhna, da tega Nikola Tesla ni mogel izmeriti. On je imel druge impedance, so bilo. So the radiation resistance of Tesla tower, Tesla high voltage transformer and coil was way too small that Tesla could observe this effect. Although he made the first device actually working this way. We don't have the time today, because the time is over, if we were to compute the efficiency. Nikola Tesla, the efficiency of the whole device Nikola Tesla built was about 10 to the minus 5 and 10 to the minus 6. So he was practically radiating nothing, but producing lots of sparks. Tesla ni nič sevo, je proizvajal dosti iskrc. In zaradi tega, ker je proizvajal dosti iskrc, so ga hollywoodski filmeri najeli za prvi še nemi film o Dr. Frankensteinu. So because Tesla device was producing high voltage and lots of sparks, the filmmakers from Hollywood hired Nikola Tesla in the first person, the scientist, to make the effects for the first movie on Dr. Frankenstein. But unfortunately, he did not discover the main thing here, the main thing was radiation. Ni videl teglavnega pojava. Just radia per padre Guglielmo Marconi, so the honor of discovering radio goes to Guglielmo Marconi. Guglielmo Marconi was actually a failed student. He didn't know anything about engineering. But he just made experiments. Guglielmo Marconi did a poskuse. And what did Guglielmo Marconi do? He put a longer wire here. And the thing worked. Guglielmo Marconi dal tukaj daljšo žico in to je dosegel prekooceansko radijsko zvezo, kar Nikola Tesla pri vsem trudu, pri vsem znanju ni uspel, je naredil ogromen oddajnik Nikola Tesla in ni uspel usposabiti prekooceanske zvezde. So this is really painful here to hear that some person like Guglielmo Marconi that knew nothing about radio, but he is actually crediting as an inventor of the radio because he experimented, he put a longer wire here. That was Nikola Tesla built a huge transmitter in the United States. He never achieved transatlantic communication. But Guglielmo Marconi did, because he put a longer wire. So, now, our course we are doing, surprise, ta present, ki imamo modeli, ali kaj skušamo narediti? Skušamo biti ne toliko neučinkoviti, kot Nikola Tesla. We are trying to do better antennas, not to be as inefficient as Nikola Tesla, or as inefficient as iPhone. iPhone, you know, that has no antennas. And it doesn't work. Because in the United States, they think that equations are useless. They don't teach students these things. Iz drugih držav tega študenta ne učijo in potem študenti iz drugih držav naredijo iPhone, ki vedno ali pa za nič anteno, pa nič ne počne, pa ne koristi ga, ne? Antena ni potrebna. Antena is not useful, because they are not studying this thing at school. I have to teach these things. Okay? See you next Tuesday. So this morning. And you, we have lectures on Friday. Thank you.